right, everyone. Welcome so much. Thank you for coming to our Q&A call today, a very informal call to answer your questions and to help you all know a little bit more how to use your installations, your home, your personal installation, diamond installations, as well as your home installation for those of you who have purchased that, and of course, how to receive the most and really understand the golden energy. Again, we're going over that for those of you who are signed up for that exquisite flow. I want to introduce Sandra. Sandra, I believe you can speak to us by unmuting and saying with star 7. So I want to introduce Sandra, who is my invaluable assistant. Here is Sandra here. You all know Sandra very well. She answers all of your questions and takes such great care of you all. So welcome, Sandra.
Thank you
for being here today and all that you do for all of us, me and all of these beloved subscribers in the community of the Diamond with your excellent service. Sandra is going to just help me remember things if I skip over anything because I want to be, you know, very thorough today. All right, so what I am guided to do today is to really start, even though it's going to be an informal call after, I'm really guided to start with our activation today. As we all know, 2012 is a very, very big year, and I wanted to do a little surprise. You're the only ones I'm doing it with, activation to really get us in very good sync and alignment with the energies of 2012. I am pretty sure most of you have already been noticing how intense the energy is. It is much more, in my experience, it is much more intense than it was in December and any months before. It is really, really a non-negotiable call to wake up in those places where we are still having the lower human ego have its way and its control from its limited perspective. It's really, really, really strong. The contrasts are really being shined with that 500,000 watt beam. We are having to see ourselves as we've never seen ourselves before, and it's really a phenomenal process of awakening, and it can be extremely intense to experience those polarities that are so strong from moment to moment. You know, I'll just give you an example. It would be in my case, for example, I'm being called to make probably the biggest shift in my life that I have made since 1987, which is when I dropped to the floor and was called non-negotiably by my soul. So what it can look like for me, it's mainly a change in the business, and I'm not sure how it's going to look yet, but I'm not saying anything about how it's going to look. I'm just trying to give you an example of how the extreme polarities can show up in our lives at this time in order for us to navigate and find the oneness, to find the oneness that is beyond but including the polarities that we're experiencing. So in my case, it would be, I'm totally overwhelmed in this business. It has grown way bigger, way big. I have carried it for 8 years financially and at every other level, and I'm feeling like, wow, I'm really needing to regenerate and completely rest. And in the next moment, I can feel tremendous, new, exciting, powerful ideas for an inspiration for guiding those of you who wish to receive the guidance from me and the sacred technology in this year of 2012, and am chomping at the bit to really put these into to execute these ideas. So that's just an example of how those are very extreme polarities, and my job right now is to expand, to include all of it, and expand to find that third possibility without knowing how in the world it's going to happen from my mind, but to really stay open, stay in the willingness to experience these polarities and allow the diamond consciousness to reveal how in my life I'm going to come to this oneness that allows me to have more embracing both of these than I ever could with one of these by themselves. operating in my life at this time. So I invite you all to see that, you know, just to be with what is going on in your lives, and your lives are going to show it to you in a much different way. But I could almost guarantee that all of you are really experiencing these polarities that I'm speaking about somehow, some way in your life, and that you too are needing to navigate through the polarities to find your way to the other side, which is going to include the opposites, and truly move into the oneness and move into that unlimited possibility that lies before us in 2012 and the years to come. Ways of being that we never dreamed possible before, way beyond our wildest imagination, where multidimensionality, our unlimited potential, is here now in the physical, and that we are going to be living it more and more and more every single day, truly expanding as a visceral experience into that infinite, innocent, multidimensional, magical diamond being that we are in a very practical, everyday world. So we are going to go in now and really do, I'm going to do an activation that supports us in aligning with these energies in 2012 so that we can get a strong footing for moving forward, particularly in these very advanced offerings that we're going to be talking about today and getting more clarity about today, because these offerings are for 2012 and beyond. That's why they have not been offered before now. Okay, so let us close our eyes, as always, and focus all of your attention on your breath. Of your attention on your breath. And with every breath that you take, dropping deeper into your being, into your body. Feeling that breath of life flow through every cell, every muscle, every bone, flowing through your blood. Becoming very intimate with this divine energy in your body. This is one of the most powerful ways to consciously partner with the divine from our humanity, bringing all of our attention, all of our focus, all of our presence to this most generous gift of life, the breath of life, divine energy that is flowing to us and through us every moment. And bringing gratitude for this breath of life that fuels our entire existence on this physical plane, in this beloved body. And so let us call into our mind's eye that exquisite diamond. And for those of you who have received the installation, your attention on this diamond lights it up. And for those of you who have not yet received the installation, see it in your mind's eye over you, over the crown chakra, over the top of your head. And we honor, as we acknowledge this exquisite octahedron chamber, for its design and its beauty that harnesses the pure source energies from the non-physical realm and the magenta part of the diamond, harnessing those energies and the information from our galactic teams, our stellar family, Mother, Father, God, our angels, our guides, those who have gone before us, who are helping us from the other side. And we acknowledge also the emerald green part of the diamond today that is harnessing for us the power of the mother, the universal mother energy in the core of the earth, that forms the entire earth and all that exists here. Tapping us into that power, connecting us in that flow, and delivering this energy from the Mother and from the entire Earth Kingdom that is here to support us, delivering it to us, the magenta and the green energy, into every cell, very conveniently, right where we are, in a way that is safe and comfortable for our physical body. And so take a moment and go ahead and call the diamond either over you or to light up even more around you, allowing you, turning up its power to allow you to feel this unified field more strongly right now. This exquisite field of pure cosmic energy of love from the heavens and the earth. Not love as a sweet feeling, but love as a power, as current, as a force that transmutes anything that is not it into it. So feel the deep grounding of the green energy. Grounding you and anchoring you into source energy and matter in the Mother. Feel the expansion around you as the diamond just coming around you now, being around you, taps you when you are aware of it and call it forth into a multidimensional perspective, moving you out of the linear perspective where you perceive yourself as the body and allowing you to experience yourself as energy that is including the body and far beyond the body. See if you can feel the tingling in your cells as the diamond's joy ignites your inner joy. That champagne bubbly feeling. Joy that is simply the essence of who you are. Not dependent on anything or anybody or any experience outside of you. And now let us activate, if you repeat after me out loud, if you can. I activate my absolute diamond alignment now. I'm feeling the diamond immediately respond to you without ever a question of that being so. Feel the vibrational alignment with the central sun that the diamond has done for you. Powerfully connecting you with the information and energy of your stellar families. And simultaneously, the diamond has anchored you and aligned you with that core energy of the Mother so that you may be sourced at the physical level and receive the energy you need to manifest in this physical world what your heart desires. And feel how the diamond has also magnetized into your unified field that is now held for you by the diamond. All of the scattered energies that have been out, now with your attention on the diamond, it is activated. And it is brought to you into your field, all of your energies, home, so that you can feel yourself, your galactic signature in your body, potently Feel your cohesiveness. Feel the power of your unified field within the diamond. Feel the strength and vibrational confidence of your aligned state. Feel the power of you. And feel the safety of being held so powerfully in the arms of Mother, Father, God vibrationally, allowing you to open and receive today everything that your soul is here to receive. And so I activate today for each and every one of you absolute alignment with the frequencies that are flowing so strongly onto this planet. In this year of 2012, shifting us to an entire new vibrational structure. A structure of absolute alignment with the central sun, the galactic sun, and our Earth's sun. I activate our sun, our golden being, to be in that impeccable alignment . I activate all of you receiving the highest support from this sacred technology of diamond alignment. In order to harness, receive, and integrate the powerful frequencies of this time, to use these energies to fulfill your divine blueprint with elegance and ease, with grace. This is your time. This is our time. This is it. This is the year and the moment in history that we have all been waiting for and preparing for. And we are an unequivocal yes to participating fully in alignment with the divine plan for this beloved planet Earth, here and now. Feel that yes in your heart. Feel that yes in your body. Feel that yes in your mind. Feel that yes in your spirit. You are here on this planet at this time for this yes. And so we celebrate this activation and know that the green power of the diamond integrates this yes, this alignment, this activation into our physical cells and our personality cells immediately, fully and clearly, gently, comfortably and gracefully, as it is designed to ensure that all the work we do in this multidimensional chamber takes root in our bodies and in our lives on this physical plane in very, very tangible ways. We give great thanks We know this is so, and so it is. All right, everybody. So if you can slowly, very mindfully, begin to come back, moving your hands and feet, maybe undulating your body a little bit, moving your body, stretching, opening your eyes gradually, re-engaging fully with your physical world, staying very, very connected to that alignment and that activation that we just did. Very, very connected to your multidimensional being. As we move through these questions and answers about these most advanced offerings for you in this pivotal, most auspicious time. All right, so I'm going to literally, I just want to, just really quick, I want to say I'm so happy to be with you all again live. I know we did the Diamond Mastery clearings and activations, which were a little more formal the whole time. I just really am excited to be with you today in this more informal atmosphere, which is always, as you know, still a very strong transmission. Everything, as you know, I'm wired to be a transmitter. It's just who I am. So anything that comes out of my mouth or when you're in my presence or when you're looking at anything about the diamond is a transmission. So do just open and receive today. I always say this. It's perfectly fine if you zone out. You most likely will not today, but if you do find yourself doing that, please allow it to be. It is perfectly fine. You are taking this information in at the multidimensional level, far, far beyond your linear mind. So let that be okay. So we have invited today all of you who are receiving the golden energy flow, that exquisite flow, in that exquisite unified field of those who are receiving that golden energy. It's like a grid unto itself within the grid of the diamond grid. I also, we have invited all of those of you who have received your diamond installation, your personal diamond installation. We have invited those who have received their home installation, and also those of you who are participating in the either the 2010, well, any of the prerequisites that we have for you before you can receive the installation are the golden energy. So we wanted you to have a chance to taste what is going on here, to really hear some of the questions, hear the answers, get familiar with what these offerings are. So the prerequisites, just to remind you all, are to receive the installation in the golden energy, are that you have to have participated in either one of two things, a 90-day journey. So it can be the 2010 or 2011 journey. It can be done, you could have done it by live, you know, calls with me, or you can do it by the recordings that are in the store. So that's, you can do it that way to fulfill the prerequisite, or you can, it was this, by my team's decision that six Diamond Mastery clearings and activations also fulfill the prerequisite for the diamond installation. So that can be accomplished either you've done them last year, you've accumulated them from last year and this year, or perhaps you purchased the diamond collection that we made available of six in the store in order for those of you who wanted, if you wanted to really catch up, if you were new to diamond alignment and you really wanted to catch up quickly in order to do the installation, that's why we created that for you. So those prerequisites, everybody who has been participating in any of those things is, even if you weren't finished yet, you are, were invited to this call. All righty. So our next installation is, Sandra, help me out here, March 16th or March 14th?
It's March 14th.
March 14th. And that's Thursday?
Wait a minute.
Sorry, I don't mean to put you on line. Anyway, you all will be finding out about this. It is in the store. I highly encourage you, if you'd like to go to the store, under the Premier Advanced Offerings, you are Premier Advanced, offering, yes. Advancements. Premier Diamond Advancements, excuse me. You will see the diamond installation there. You'll see the times. You'll see the dates. You'll see some. You'll be able to listen to some audio excerpts too.
March 14th is a Wednesday.
A Wednesday, thank you, Sandra. So you'll be able to hear the audio excerpts there. We have a short one and a long one that you can get a little feel of the diamond installation. So that's what's happening with the installation logistically. What I want to do is just go right in now and start to answer the questions. I'm literally going to read the questions that have been coming in and answer them and go right through as many as I possibly can. And I want to say to you all, though, these answers come now in a certain way, but do not be surprised if the information changes as time goes on. I am in constant, these are very high level offerings, and so they are very cutting edge, and I'm working very strongly with my team as we bring these out to all of you. More information will be revealed as we go on in 2012. More will be happening. The information might feel and look very and sound very different in a month or in 6 months from what I'm saying today. This is the nature of this technology. It is alive. It is a flow. It is movement. So just know that it is ever expanding. It's ever moving. And so nothing is going to be held down in stone today. All righty. So let's jump right in here. A question here. If you have very deep and profound and painful clearings, even after 4 live mastery calls, diamond mastery calls, and I just want to stop here for a second and say the reason there is the need for the prerequisites is that your body does need to be ready to handle the vibration of having that diamond entity, which is a living being, living in you. It is very important. It's very, very, very high vibration. So we have to have enough connection and alignment and participation with this technology that is operating at such a high, high frequency and which is completely resonant, obviously, with the diamond installation. This is why a certain amount of work really has to be done with the diamond before your cells will be ready for the diamond installation. So the question here is, will it sometimes, and for some beings, be necessary to have more than 6 if the clearings remain that powerful and if you have so much to clear? Would you benefit from waiting longer to do your installation? What I can say about that is that I really trust my team, my higher guidance, and when we're told 6, it is, I don't question that. I know that this answer, that the prerequisite has come from my higher consciousness that is very in tune to you all and especially to the technology and to what is safe for mankind. So if 6 is the word, I don't question it. I also think that, yes, we all have very powerful clearings to do, and it will continue. 2012 is bringing it up more than ever before. So it's not something that you're going to get totally ready and perfect for to get this installation. No, the installation is to support you in the major clearings that are coming and that you still have and that are coming, still going to be coming. So the diamond installation really supports all that you're doing in your diamond practices very strongly, and it enables you to receive everything very much more deeper, and it grounds everything that you're doing more. It integrates everything that you're doing more. You're held in this chamber. Your child is held in this chamber and really is able to come out and be freer within that chamber. And that does mean in having the clearings happen faster and also the activations taking root more deeply. So to have your I Am presence to come out sooner. So that I wouldn't say at all that if you feel like you have a lot that you still have to clear, that you should wait, say, for 12 Diamond Mastery clearings and wait till next year in 2013. You would be missing a tremendous, if you have an inkling and a calling to do the diamond installation, you would be missing tremendously in this pivotal year of 2012 phenomenal support in your process. So I don't personally recommend that you wait. But as always, always, always with this technology, I encourage you to listen inside, follow your diamond consciousness, ask the diamond, ask your consciousness to let it be clear to you when is the right time for you, and really listen there. That's always, always the most important thing. If one receives the diamond installation, is there a need to do the transmissions too, the diamond mastery transmissions too? I believe you already heard me say that, yes. The most people who have received the installation, and most people who are doing receiving the golden energy transmissions, are consistently doing the monthly diamond mastery activations and clearings. In fact, I've had requests from them to do twice a month, which we haven't put in yet. I haven't gotten the guidance to say yes to that yet. But just to let you know that these are people who are really, really on the forefront of everything we're doing here at Diamond Alignment, causing what I call the cosmic wake with all their beautiful work and saying yes to this technology, allowing it to really move through them very powerfully with that unequivocal yes. They are the ones that are saying, can we even do more? Yes, they are doing these diamond mastery transmissions and activations and clearings. I am, in my process, in constant work at the highest level, doing these mastery clearings and activations. Of course, I'm doing them for the collective, but it's also that I stay very involved in the process of constantly clearing. Even after we clear, which I'm not sure that any of us, honestly, on this planet, excuse me, are ever really fully clear, because we have so many lifetimes, et cetera, that we're dealing with in this time. But even if we were to get to that point of absolutely having cleared our own being, there is the collective, and we're being affected by the collective all the time and all the people around us all the time, and we become in service by doing the clearings for the collective, which also supports us to stay more clear. So yes, 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 the transmissions, Diamond Mastery transmissions, are a constant, ongoing thing to stay very involved in if you want to stay at your optimum level and your highest frequency and your greatest flow of the diamond consciousness. Is the diamond installation a one-time occurrence, or are several installments needed? No, it is one time. It is a one-time occurrence. When I do the live installations, anybody who has already received an installation is invited back to attend and have it. What happens is you get it refreshed, you know, when you come back. So I'm not sure. I'm moving into doing the installations also by recording, because some people want it right away. They do not want to wait once every 3 months. They want to do it when they want to do it. And as always with the diamond, anything that is done by recording, because these are recordings that have been done in the unified field of my live installation, always carries the power with the same powerful effects as if you were there live. So it's perfectly great. We're going to be doing it by recordings. But when we do it live, when I do it live, you'll always be welcome to come back and do it again. But it does happen in a one-time occurrence. Is there a need to do an individual installation if you do one for your home and property? Yes, the home and property installation is different. It has a different function. There are different offerings. The first, personal installation, is in your own personal energy field and your cells and in your body. The second, which is the home and property installation, is in your home and your property. It's a very different thing. They enhance each other, but they are not interchangeable. All righty. Sandra, again, I always invite you to pop right in here if you have something that you would like me to say that I haven't said.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a question about the golden energy, because it's somebody who just received the installation. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I'm going to go ahead and say it, because I'm going to be talking more about the golden energy in a little bit. She's asking, the three different levels of the golden energy differ in the amount of flow of golden energy feeding your child. Can you explain that? So the $200 level feeds the core of your child, the very core of that golden child that you are, so that that child really comes out of the closet and begins to physicalize, really show up in the physical world through your physical body, and really takes over in the knowing of who you are, the true knowing of who you are. And that deservingness that the golden energy brings and the worthiness that the golden energy vibrates into your cells and the ability to receive and the joy of receiving. This is what the golden energy gives to the core of your child. This is the vibrational food that this child has never had before. This vibration of the golden energy, also having been physicalized by going through my body and through the diamond for 12 and a half years, it is being able to receive this energy in a very safe way for your body because it's been through the physicalization process already one time on the planet. And it just, it gives that child the vibration that the child is. It's the exact vibrational match for the child. And it is the divine nectar for this being that allows it to come out and play on this planet. Really, really, to have substance on this planet, to be seen and heard and felt and experienced on the planet. First of all, by you, and then by others, so that you will have the effect that you came to have on this planet by incarnating. So that's the $200 level. The $300 level and the $400 level, same frequency. The only difference is the volume is much stronger. So this is designed so that you all have options. There are some of you who are absolutely, you want to accelerate as fast as you can and have that golden child take over in as many arenas of life that you have and as many aspects of your being that you have, which is infinite, really. So the higher levels feed that child to the degree that it can take over more and more and more arenas of your life. Or if you have very strong responsibilities in your life where you really need that extra flow, for example, if you are the leader of a company or you're moving through something very strong, maybe you're losing a loved one, or I don't know, maybe you're going through a divorce or you have something that's really traumatized you in your life and you're going through extreme things, you might want to have extra flow. So this is why the offerings are there, always for you all to have the options so that you can go as slow or as fast or as narrow or as broad or as shallow or as deep as you choose to go in this sacred technology. Okay. If I purchase it, will it automatically be installed during the live installation period, even if I'm not on the call, or will it actually install in the recording? So if you have signed up for a live installation, you are part of that unified field. And even if you're not present physically, if you can't be, you are part of that field. You are receiving the installation. The minute you say yes to the installation, that diamond is already going to work on you. And doing it by the recording makes it very, very official and very, very complete, and you can do that at any time. So if you've signed up for the live and you can't be there, that's fine. You do it whenever you can on the recording. And as I said, we're going to be having it by recording all unto itself anyway in the future. All right. This is a very, very interesting question. I love you all because you ask the most amazing questions. And when you ask these questions, it really draws it out of my being. She says, what happens to the diamond installation when someone dies? So what I have to say about that is that the diamond has been very instrumental in assisting many, many people to cross over. It's like the beautiful chariot that escorts them to multidimensionality because it is a multidimensional chamber. If the soul would like to keep the diamond to use it in whatever dimension they are moving to, that it's moving to, it is surely available from our standpoint, from me and my team standpoint, to have it go with you. Whether it would be useful in the multidimensional realm now, in dimensions beyond Earth, or another lifetime on Earth, is totally always up to your own soul. So my answer is yes, it's available to you, and it's according to your own soul, how your soul decides to use it, to what extent, and how long it decides to continue to use it beyond this dimension. we are moving into a time in our evolution where multidimensionality is becoming more and more available to experience physically. And that's to say that we are able to experience oneness multidimensionally in the dimensionality in the body and in this 3D plane at a very sensate level. Immortality is also on the way as part of the unlimited possibility we're moving into. So how fast any of this occurs is up to our individual and collective free will. And indeed, the diamond is and will be even more and more useful in accelerating this multidimensional living on Earth and navigating in a multidimensional state in the physical body. So yes, it is definitely meant to be used in this dimension and definitely other dimensions too. Works beautifully. It does operate, as you all know, the diamond operates beyond space and time. Way, way beyond space and time. All right. So, can you tell me a little bit more, I'm asked, what this diamond infrastructure does? So, the diamond infrastructure, when it is installed into your energy field and into your cells, stabilizes and anchors your ability to hold your alignment with your diamond consciousness. Number one, that's what it does. It increases your physical and vibrational presence on the planet because it grounds you so powerfully into the earth, as well as your, so that's your physical being on the earth, but it's also really anchoring your vibrational being because it so strongly keeps you connected to your stellar home also. So it's really very powerful for increasing your presence and your feeling of being completely here. And this is one of the strongest things I'm hearing with a lot of excitement from those who have received the installation. They're feeling much, much more present in their bodies on this earth. And that puts you in your power. When you are fully present in your body, really connected to the earth, you are in your power, and everything that you wish to create is able to be created much more acceleratedly when you're in this presence and when you're operating in this very, very high vibration. It will also empower you. It increases the integrity of your unified field very, very much. You can imagine, you felt it today when we go in just for a moment and you feel the integrity of your unified field. Just imagine when that diamond is holding your unified field every moment of every day. It really increases and really amplifies the integrity of that unified field. So it empowers you to feel safe and vibrationally confident as you walk through the horizontal world because you are not so much at the effect of everything around you. Your field is very, very strong. And it is protection, but not in a protection like to repel things or to resist things. The reason the diamond is such a beautiful shield of protection is because of the amplification of your vibration and your diamond consciousness. As you work more and more and more with the technology and with your receiving, and if you're doing the golden energy after you get the installation, your vibration just keeps getting stronger and stronger and stronger, more and more powerful. And what happens is the field, your energy field, gets very, very much stronger. So when things want to come into your field, or when you're walking, let's say, in a denser, a little more toxic environment that has lower frequency, it can't penetrate that field so easily. That field is going to do two things. One, it's going to either transmute the lower frequencies as they're coming in. For example, if you have somebody that you haven't seen for a long time and they're not actively doing anything, any spiritual practice or energy practice to keep their energy field clear, but you really need to, and it's in alignment with you, that you be spend some time with them. Your energy field will, they'll be allowed, you will come into your field because it's part of your plan, but it's going to literally shift the being that you are spending time with. the stronger you get your field by all of the practices that we're talking about, and the stronger, the more you keep your own field really clear, the more that will happen, that that shield will actually be that force field of that cosmic energy of love that transforms anything that is not it into it. So that's one thing that the diamond, this diamond will do, and will grow and grow and grow more strongly into doing it more strongly in more different circumstances for you. Also, if something is not in alignment with your field, with your blueprint, that force field, as it gets stronger and stronger, that diamond energy field around you, is going to escort the lower frequencies away from you. You see, so it's not resistant, it is more a flow. It's a flow, and because your vibration is so much stronger, it just has a little more command on what is happening around you. So that does, knowing that and feeling that, really does make you feel more safe and vibrationally confident in the world, you can imagine, especially because most of you are extremely high vibration beings and therefore very, very highly sensitive. So with this diamond installation, it really supports your sensitivity and allows you to have more freedom in the, to move about the world. It also raises your energetic pathways to a very high level of receptivity, which enables you to more and more quickly integrate the ever-increasing power of the diamond transmissions and all the different ways that it's, that we offer it via the, you know, the online and all the diamond mastery clearings and activations, the golden energy flows, and everything else that will come after. It really heightens your sensitivity, excuse me, your receptivity, and enables you to more quickly and gently integrate the frequencies that you're receiving. The installation also strengthens your body. It makes it much more comfortable to integrate and really use the advanced frequencies that are flooding the planet now, and that is coming from the diamond as well, so that you aren't, especially these 2012 energies and the 11-11-11 energies that are really powerful still and will continue to be, instead of being bowled over by these frequencies, your body is stronger and can really receive these energies again and use them, harness them, integrate them, and use them much more efficiently as you move around the world. Also, the very last thing, that there's so many things that this installation is, I'm just giving you a little recap of the most important points. It allows you to feel the embodiment of your diamond I Am presence in your physical self more. So you can feel the joy that you are, your frequency, the ecstasy that you are, your frequency, in your physical body. And this is phenomenal. And again, it's all according to, you have the installation when you get it installed, but you must really work with it, engage with it. It's a living entity. But it's just like a computer. If you buy a computer and you put it on the shelf, and you don't interact with your computer, you're not going to get much out of your computer, even though it's completely there and available for you. You really, to really get the most from your installation, you need to be in relationship with it. Be in relationship with this diamond. Ask it for what you want. Tell it where you wouldn't like energy to flow in order to support your body or whatever it is that you're going through. Really put things into the diamond that's in your body. It's right there with you all the time. When you go to the 6-minute activation, which I highly encourage you to stay very involved with twice a day, that's where you're charging your diamond, kind of like your cell phone. You know, you buy the cell phone, and you have the minutes, the flow of the time that you get on your cell phone, but you have to charge your cell phone. So in the same way, when you hook up with the 6-minute activation, you're getting a really good charge for your diamond installation. But do stay very, very engaged with it. You will love how it will play with you. It is your unequivocal yes back to you. It wants to support you in this lifetime. It wants to support your multidimensionality in this physical body. It's designed to do that. So really love it and embrace it and let it know how much you appreciate it and are thankful for it, the more we stay in gratitude and appreciation for the diamond, I'm telling you all, it just gives back more, tenfold, a hundredfold. The more we are grateful, the more we acknowledge this being. It is not a thing. It is a living being. And as all living beings, it loves to be received and it loves to give. It is your beloved, so really treat it as that. It truly is living right inside of you. All righty. And when you know, if some people have written in and say, well, no, I'm not really feeling it so much. And what I say to them, and I say to all of you, is that when you sit in the quiet and really commune with the diamond within your cells, you can ask it to turn up its turn up your ability to feel it around you, to feel the 10 trillions of cells glittering in your cells. Play with it, have fun with it. If you want to experience it more, ask it to help you to experience it more. It's in that quiet and in that time where you're communing with it that you really will experience it playing and communicating back with you. I even, myself, have a giant diamond in my living room, and I spend, a few moments, maybe 10, 20 minutes at night, and I will just sit in a chair and stare into that diamond just to help me have that focal point of what's inside of me. And it just staring at that diamond in the center of that diamond, it is totally amazing how it comes alive. It is like you're speaking to your higher consciousness. You're seeing it. You're feeling it in your body. It's very, very potent. It's very, very fun. And it's never ending in how far you can take it. If you're having trouble feeling its grounding power, ask it to help you experience that. Ask it to help you to feel that connection to the earth and to feel yourself more present in your body. Just ask it for the help that you need. If you're having trouble connecting with your stellar home, if you feel a little bit disconnected, really ask it. Turn up my connection to my stellar home. Turn up my ability. It's not really turning up the connection. The connection is there. It's turning up your ability to feel that connection. That's what you're asking the diamond for. One of our subscribers had a problem which she wasn't wanting to eat. She had kind of a starving feeling. And I told her to bring the golden energy in and really ask the energy in the diamond itself to show her what she had to learn, why she was having that starving feeling, and what she can do to really help it. What can she do to really take care of this body in a way that the body is happy and likes to eat what is being fed? And the last I heard from Janice was that she was beginning to, I think, shop and cook more intuitively, it's much more organic that way. That's the sign of the diamond working, where you're not doing what you think you should eat or what mentally you've eaten all the time in your past. You're really doing different things. It's coming in more intuitively, different, new things. The body is letting you know, the diamond is helping your body to let you know what it really wants. Probably wants something different. It's a different vibration. Probably wants something very different than what it's been getting for years and years. So yes, communicate with the diamond. Really, really know that it is there for you to support you. There is so much more. It's really, truly infinite, but I'll just have you all start there. And just remembering that also the diamond is very customized for you. Very, very much customized for you. It's your very own diamond. And it is very, very physical. You can direct that energy where you need it. You can ask it. It's just like the computer. You make your computer do what you want it to do by interacting with it. And this is what you can do with the diamond for yourself. Okie dokie. Is my higher consciousness different from my installed diamond? Does the installed diamond help me connect, have that clearer connection to my higher consciousness? Well, of course, the answer to that is absolutely yes. How do you know if your higher consciousness is speaking? I thought I used to be able to distinguish between an inspired idea. Now I write my questions on a piece of paper, do the online activation, call on my support, and then pick the answer from the various pieces of paper. So I said yes and yes. The Install Diamond is very specifically designed infrastructure, and in that way it is different from your higher consciousness, which has its own specific blueprint. And, see, here's the and, where it's not just either or. And the diamond is the same as your higher consciousness because it is higher consciousness. It mirrors, activates, transmits, and awakens diamond consciousness because that is its very essence. Its presence emanates diamond consciousness. Yes, the diamond enhances your connection. It is a very, very clear cosmic telephone line to your higher diamond consciousness. When you get quiet and connect with that diamond, or do the online or any other way of connecting with the diamond and ask your question, that's when you trust what you get, which she has been doing, and take a step if you're guided to. Then journal, track the results. This is the process that I use constantly in order to build trust. That's what's helped me to build the trust with my higher consciousness. I ask the question, I communicate with the diamond, I ask the question, I trust what I get, I take a step when I'm guided to, and then I'll journal and really track the results. And this is how I have been able to see that when I trust and I take the step, every time I am shown unequivocally by my journal, and especially looking back on journals after a long time, how right on my higher consciousness has been. In fact, this entire technology has come from doing this exact process. Okay, next question. With the online diamond, I've been using intentions. I think of it as my magic wand and work with it to manifest. Again, I realize I'm not necessarily connecting specifically with the diamond in my body. Is there a way to do this? When I sit down to do the online, maybe ask to turn on my diamond in my field and in all my cells? Yes, you don't even really have to ask it to do that. When you do the diamond, you are charging. When you do it online, like I said, you are charging up your own diamond installation. So you don't even have to worry about asking for that. It is occurring. Okay, so my answer for that one is that the diamond is like an innocent, precious child. It lights up when we are grateful and when we notice its magic. When we do that, when we notice it, it gives more and more and more. Like I said before, the more we acknowledge it and delight in it and feel that heartfelt gratitude that it is in our lives, playing with us at such an extremely high level, a multidimensional level, the more it gives to us. We are bringing the truth into the planet with the diamond, that multidimensionality is here now in the physical. The more we see the diamond and notice it and talk about it to others, the more others will be able to see this kind of magic with diamond eyes. So this whole idea of relating to the diamond as a living being and as a multidimensional being, you can see how that increases our ability to see life that way and to interact with all of life this way. So that this is how we begin to actually live multidimensionally in this physical body. So the very nature of the diamond being there for you and you're learning and practicing relating to it, the more you're moving into what we're all being moved into in 2012, multidimensionality as a living, visceral experience here now in the physical body, not waiting till we cross over. So when you sit down and do the diamond, see it and feel the diamond around you lighting up. Like I said before, it's always doing that, but it's you're noticing it, you're putting your attention on it that makes it light up for you. Not because it wasn't lit up before, but because now you are noticing it by putting your attention on it. You're bringing your presence to it. This is the greatest thing you can do in any authentic relationship, is to bring your presence to the relationship. And so it is with the diamond. And we practice that as an experience every single time we do the diamond together. Every time I do an activation, we are practicing this, this experience that I'm talking about with the breath. We're bringing our presence there. We're bringing our attention there. And you all know it when you feel it. The moment you put your attention there, and of course, the more you do it, the more quickly it occurs for you, you begin to feel that breath. You begin to feel that divine energy. It gets stronger in you. Not because it's getting stronger. It's always flowing strongly through us. But it's because we are making the choice to engage with it, to relate to it, to bring our presence, to bring our gratitude to it. So we experience more of that deliciousness. Okay, I know you mentioned the various colors of energy that you installed in the diamond. I believe you said we may wish to direct energy to a various place in our body or an area in our life. What qualities do the various energies have, or do we use our intuition? So my answer there is that the red energy is the core energy of the Ma, the universal mother, the energy that has created this entire planet and everything on it. The white energy is divine masculine spirit, the illuminator, the inspiration. Lapis blue is the expression of your truth and your love. So I wouldn't worry too much about all those different specific energies. I'm telling you what they are again. That's what the red, the white, and the lapis blue that I just mentioned, that all is contained in and part of the magenta. So I would just direct the magenta into your body when you need any of those things. And I wouldn't worry about doing them all specifically. So in your information packet, when you do the installation, you will see my writing about all of this green and magenta. So you can really relate, you can refer, excuse me, back to that PDF. I want to focus on expression, so I'd be interested in any suggestions you have in working with this energy. So whenever you're interacting with the diamond, I would ask, in this case, I would ask the magenta energy to wrap itself around your throat like a scarf and penetrate your fifth chakra. This is an example of directing the energy. Then I would follow whatever guidance you receive or however you're nudged. Again, like I said before, taking action wherever you're nudged, and then track your results in the journal, just like I said before. So that's how I would use that. I would really ask the energy to wrap itself around your fifth chakra, take some action when you're nudged, and then track your results. I would also ask the diamond to release the habit of editing yourself. So the ego mind has quite a tendency to stifle and edit the higher consciousness. I would really ask that magenta energy to really help release that habit. I'd also, if it's a strong habit, which most of us have, I would take that to the Diamond Mastery clearing and activation package. Definitely I would do that. I would also do remote clearings in the store, because this when we approach something that's very big, like really suppressing our voice, which especially most of us as women really, really do this, or men suppress the voice of their heart. So if we really want to unleash this power, I would approach it from a very multi-leveled way. I would call the energy to support you in the diamond. I would call the golden energy, if you're receiving that, to support you in that. I would do the Diamond Mastery clearings and activations, and I would do the remote clearings. If you want to quickly release that habit, because this is a very, that stifling and suppressing our voice is, there are so many reasons and there are so many conditions and patterning and programming that's around that suppression. So one Diamond Mastery transmission and clearing is not going to get everyone. It's how you target, how closely and laser, how much laser-like focus you put on the clearing is how fast and how strong it will be. So that's why I am constantly doing these Diamond Mastery clearings and activations myself, because I'm always approaching things from a laser-like way to be able to get things fully dissolved as quickly as possible in order to be free. Okay, I'm wondering if these various energies are connected to the threefold flame of our heart, which has pink, blue, and yellow. And I really don't, and I don't know about the colors of the heart in that way. I just know that the diamond is the cosmic heart. It is the pure cosmic energy of love. So she says, another question. I know you mentioned before that the online diamond is like the mother diamond, and we go there to refuel and recharge. What is the best way to think of my installation, Diamond Art and Diamond Online? How do I relate to them as a whole? So all of these things, everything offered to you in the diamond technology, are vehicles, tools, computers, whatever you wish to call them, that allow you to receive the diamond technology's benevolent grace and power and support, and to give you more and more ways to physically interact with the diamond and to become more intimate with it, which all enables you to get more intimate with your higher consciousness. They all also give you much more visceral connection to the worldwide diamond grid. So they're all working together synergistically, holistically, according to how far you want to take it. I'm familiar with shamanic journeying, lower world, middle, and upper world. I'm also familiar with taking journeys into my heart. I'd be interested in learning if there are new ways to journey in the diamond, new worlds to go to. What is the best way to enter the diamond and take the journey, or a journey? So my feeling of that is just get quiet and activate your diamond that is installed. Tell it you wish to take a journey and let it take you there. Be still, be quiet, close your eyes, be in the void, and let it take you on the journey. Let it facilitate your soul taking you on a journey is a better way to put that. And then always journal after that to anchor your experience. So you might start with short, sweet little journeys, and by acknowledging them and giving thanks, more will come. The more you do it and the more you ask for it, the more you journal about it and document it and give thanks for it, probably the deeper your journeys will go. The diamond always says, yes, my child. So it's just you're using it as much as you want to use it. All right. So now we're going to move into the golden energy. So I've already told you all about the levels of the golden flow. Let's see, what is this question? Does the cosmic energy of love include the golden energy? In our installation, I do not recall you mentioning a gold energy. So it's more like this. The diamond was created to prepare and enable us to be able to receive and integrate and use the golden energy's extraordinarily high frequency. That's what the diamond is about. So I don't bring in the golden energy when I'm doing an installation. The installation itself is preparing the body to receive the energy and to integrate it and to be able to use it. Where does this golden energy come from? I believe you said the sun. How is it that this gold energy is associated with Christ consciousness? And what I have to say here is that I can only give you answers about this from my heart and not my mind. And everything that my team has revealed to me, everything that my higher consciousness has been working with me and telling me for many, 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 many years, that the central sun is 1,000 frequency. That's what I get counseled. This frequency is the same as Christ consciousness. This frequency is available to all on the planet. Of course, it's available to all. What you all are receiving through the diamond technology is this frequency in a way that is safe for your human body, because it has already been received from source directly into the through the diamond into the body, through my body, and I've worked with it for over 12 years in the body. And that was after 9.5 years of intense 24/7 work in the diamond. So my body really becomes like the green part of the diamond, making it safe for your body to receive it very, very deeply without the exponential clearing that occurred when I received it directly from source. So the whole idea with diamond alignment is really to make this process of receiving extraordinarily high frequency into the body and being able to use it, the diamond makes this possible in a very safe way. Because these energies are so high, if they are directly received, oftentimes they can even incinerate if you're not really, really clear. Even if you were able to receive it, even if you did receive it directly, if you're not really, really clear, and if your wiring has not been prepared to handle the frequency, it can cause a lot of havoc. So this is why I can unequivocally offer you all these transmissions, knowing that no matter where you are in the world, it will be safe for you. It's because of the green part of the diamond that is working with that golden energy that's making it safe. And the golden energy that has already been through my body 12 and a half years, I know that it is safe for yours. And I watched it through years and years and years be that way. Okay, I'm trying to understand. You said that magenta is the marriage of divine masculine and divine feminine. Oh, this is back to the diamond installation, sorry, but it's kind of backtracking a little. Is Christ consciousness separate or included in these principles? In my mind, in my perspective, there is no separation. The Christ consciousness is the child, so to speak, of the fully integrated divine masculine and divine feminine energy. It is the natural emerging from this union. That's how I see it. Okay. So far, this subscriber asks, I just asked to open to the flow of the golden energy during the online, which is excellent, during that 6-minute activation to really focus. If you're connected, if you have purchased the flow, this is how it's coming to you. You really focus on it through the 6-minute activation by really focusing on that brilliant sun in the center of the diamond. You mentioned it could be used to flow to particular aspects of our life or our bodies. Is it particularly good for some things and not for others? I thought it was mainly to birth our I Am presence. Well, the golden energy is to feed your golden child. Remember, the diamond itself, the installation, makes the child feel safe on this planet and held. It makes it freer to open and receive. That's what the diamond is doing. That chamber around you is really giving that golden child, remember that high, high frequency, highly sensitive being, it's really making that diamond really gives it a home, a cosmic, a multidimensional home on this planet to move about the planet in, to constantly be held by. The golden energy is feeding that child directly. It's the food for the child. So that, again, it's that perfect vibration that meets the child exactly. It is that gourmet meal that is the exact vibration of the child. I just got a communication from a subscriber who is doing the golden energy now, and she was telling me that since she's been receiving the golden energy, she's been having two things happen. One is that she's been having spontaneous kind of tears come up, and they only last for a few minutes, but they're filled with gratitude and love, and it just appreciation. She's really, so this is happening, and she's also been experiencing some sadness and wondering, is anything happening? You know, a little discouragement and feeling like maybe nothing's happening when she's feeling the contrary. See, again, here we go with the opposites. What's happening there is that the golden child is receiving this sustenance that is what it's always longed for since leaving home, your stellar home. But it has never been able to find that frequency and receive it into the body, which the golden child is locked into right now for the moment. It's much bigger than the body, but it is in the body. So it is so joy-filled to finally receive the divine nectar that meets it right where it is. That is exactly what it needs to really thrive and to feel be phenomenal on this planet and to really come out. The sadness on the other side or the discouragement or thinking, oh my gosh, nothing's happening, that is most probably the sadness that we feel on the heels of having finally received something that fulfills us so deeply. I don't know if any of you all have had this experience, but it's like this one, this example. If you finally are loved by someone, if you have the grace in this lifetime to finally experience love at the level that your heart has always longed for but never been able to receive or feel or experience on this planet, your heart will first, your being will first open. It will open in ecstatic joy to receive that love, and ecstatic joy that that love is really even here and possible on the planet. And after the experience, 99 times out of 100, we experience the sadness. And it's the grief of having gone so long, not ever having received that love. It is in experiencing exactly what meets you that releases the sadness that you've been holding in your being from never having received it and thinking it was not possible on this earth plane. So it's clearing that out. And it's to really remember, you know, when people say, how do I know if the golden energy is working? It's the same thing I say if, you know, if people ask me, how do I know if the diamond's working? I say, stop doing it, and you will see. You will see if it really helped you, or if you see it, you will see that it didn't, if you really want to see. I have seen from most people that they've been astounded what happens when the charge of the energy, because the charge will last for a while, stops. If they stop doing all the diamond work, or if they stop doing the golden energy, they will no longer be feeling the exhilaration and the high vibration experiences in their body and in their lives. But these are things that are so subtle and so profound, because the higher the vibration, the more subtle it is, but the more powerful the results really are. It's just that we don't see them if we don't really train ourselves to track and to journal. It can happen, but we don't even know it's happening. It feels so normal and organic. But when we stop, we feel. We feel the difference of life, how it is. So I say, though, having said all of that, the same thing I said earlier in this conversation, or in this, just this, these answers, is that you always trust yourself. You are free to come and go with this golden energy. It is totally whatever you feel like doing. You can raise the volume when you want. You can lower the volume when you want. You can get off it. You can get on it. It's your freedom to do what you want. So always follow your own guidance. Absolutely. And also do remember that you can really direct that golden energy into your body in different places for healing wherever you need it. As that golden energy is supporting you at such a powerful level, again, so you can be seen, so that child can really show up on this planet and be seen and heard and felt and experienced. So really work with the energy in the same way I told you about the diamond itself. That golden energy is amazing. It's the most powerful frequency I know of on the planet. It's the strongest transmission I can give you from this technology, or through this technology. Embrace it again. Love it as the infinite, the food for the infinite, innocent, magical, multidimensional diamond being that you are. It is just like you would for the divine nectar in a physical sense, when you taste it and you know, have the grace, let's say, to receive something that nourishes your body to the core of its core in the most ecstatic way, you would, I hope, be in great joy to even have this as a possibility in your life. You would be in great joy and talk to that divine nectar and really love it and appreciate it and be excited about it and rejoice in it and celebrate it. And if you're not doing that in life, I highly encourage you to do so, because everything on this planet is a living being, and when we really relate to it as such, it makes such life so much more fun and rich and abundant and deep and substantial and delicious. Okay. I think I've answered almost all of these questions. Some of them are a little bit repetitive. Just breathe and just take a moment. You've been having a lot transmitted to you. Just allow yourself to be in the quiet while I just sort of review these questions. And let yourself just really drop a little more and allow the vibration that's flowing to you to integrate more deeply. Yes, so this is about care of the body after the diamond installation. I do always, as you all know, highly recommend that you take such excellent care of your body when you do these transitions, and the diamond installation is an extraordinarily powerful transition. So the same protocol that I always give you remains for this, and that is, as you know, to drink lots of water, take the vinegar baths or any kind of detoxing baths for the clearing that will come up. Really spend time in nature a bit if you can for a few days, and the mother really helps the earth, and nature really helps the body integrate. Exercise 20 minutes or so a day if you can. Really stay very connected to your 6-minute online activations. It's so, so important. And, of course, offline too at any time during the day when you feel the need, when you're not clear, to just go ahead and clear and align offline. So really taking that care of the body when it's received something so profound into your energy field. And also that golden energy is the same as you're receiving that golden energy. Well, you'll see with me, I'm a proponent of constantly taking extraordinary care of your body because, especially at this level, you are receiving constantly extraordinary energy. If you're in that golden energy flow, you are in such high vibration, and that flow is coming to you 24/7. Even though you're really focusing on receiving it consciously in the 6-minute activation, it's flowing to you 24/7. So you really want to have an extraordinary practice of caring for your body, nurturing your body. So how is the golden energy flow transmitted to us? Are we on a conference call? No, it's not on a conference call. Receiving the golden energy flow is not a live transmission via conference call or recording. It is that you're saying yes opens the valve, if you want to say it that way, in the diamond. The diamond technology contains this transmission. When you say yes, that valve is open and flowing to you at the level that you choose it to have flow to you. That's how it works. It is not, it's, I am doing, though, I will tell you this, in addition to that flow coming to you, I am doing, as you know, for all of you on the grid, I am doing transmissions every day and clearings every day at a certain level. At the golden energy level, I'm doing more for the golden energy grid, for all of you on that grid. And it's more on a lot of different levels, most of which are impossible for me to articulate, but they are all, because it's very hard to find words for this, and it's always evolving and ever-changing, like I said, but it is being very in tuned to all of you at the consciousness level, not on the phone, but in consciousness. And those of you who, let me just say, I encourage you all to do what some people have done, which is to open to hearing some counsel from me and consciousness when I'm not doing it by email or phone or anything else. When you tune in, you can actually hear sometimes, not hear with your ears, but hear with your deeper senses, some, I don't know, I never know exactly what it is. It could be if you're asking for help, if you're needing something to be made more clear, whatever it is, there is an attunement that goes on within these grids. And the golden energy grid, I am very, very in tune to. So just, we're talking about learning to live multidimensionally and really being in the practice that multidimensionality is here now in the physical. So really being aware that the work is being done for you at the multidimensional level and that it is accessible to you. You are receiving that in the physical is really preparing you, as you can imagine, to really live more multidimensionally in your life. Your golden child does not need to have anybody on the phone to receive. She or he is extraordinarily multidimensional and understands these transmissions better than any other being in your system. It's totally natural for your golden child to receive in this way. Everyone, I really think we have, it's been 90 minutes. I think we covered quite a bit. It's impossible. Please know it's impossible to try to cover everything in one call. It is truly an ever, ever expanding process. I could do this call again in a month or 2 months. It'll be all new questions probably with new answers. It's really living in that constant flow and movement and expansion and learning to be quite all right with that and letting go of the mind having to nail down anything so very specifically. The mind is going to be loosening more and more and more as you're receiving this energy, as you receive this installation, and as you move more and more into really living from your higher mind and from your higher heart. With the mind, small M mind, this lower human ego, in service as a tool for your higher consciousness. And just to let you know, one last thing is that I definitely have it as a strong heart desire to create a forum so that we can have communication between and among all of you, and that I can step in and guide you when the need is there in a way that's very, very effortless and efficient. And so I am opening now and calling forth the forum. There's many things out there, but I want to get the tool that allows us to do this in a really diamond-like way, which is that efficiency and ease and not being all complex. So I will keep you informed. Sometimes it takes a little while for these to come in place, usually longer than I would like, but I just want you to know that it is in the making, that is a very strong pull in me to do that and to really have us operating. That does give more physicality to the unified field. I'm being guided to do a forum specifically for the golden energy receivers. I'm probably going to do another forum that is going to be for a larger community, probably all those who are doing the Diamond Mastery, who are doing the more advanced levels of the work and the technology, like the Diamond Mastery clearings and activations, the installations, both personal and home, and the golden energy, and anything else that's going to be coming in the future. So I'll probably have two forms for sure, and we'll see if they grow from there. So I just wanted to let you know that that's in the works. I most likely will do some spontaneous live calls with the golden energy flow receivers, so you'll certainly hear about those when I'm prompted to do that. And I realize, I said we were almost finished, but I realize that I have not answered the questions about the home installation. So let me just briefly do that. I'm not going to go over the specific questions because we really have gone quite a long time and probably everybody's pretty overwhelmed. But just to say that the home diamond installation is where the diamond frequency is used and the technology is used to really clear out and clean out your home and your property at the most microscopic subatomic level and all the levels thereafter physically, you know, every other level. It also is where I infuse every molecule and atom of your home and your property with the frequency, the diamond frequencies, after having cleared out all of the old that no longer serves you, that's not in alignment with your blueprint. So we want your home. What happens is your home becomes such a safe haven for you, where you walk into your door and the rest of the world evaporates. Whatever chaos you've been in the world, when you come to your home, you drop. You drop into that exquisite diamond haven that holds you and reflects back to you the truth of who you are. So it's a very, it's so much more than that, but that's the closest I can give you to an encapsulation of that. And it is, again, what happens with the diamond installation, that is not done on the phone or in a recording. I go to the multidimensional realms. I go to a very high level in the technology. It's a much higher level. If the technology is A to Z and A is the 6-minute activation, this is more at level like M. It's very high in the technology's abilities. So I go there in order to do this work at such a profoundly deep level and an all-encompassing level. And you keeping yourself clear by doing the 6-minute activations and all the other things we've talked about is a great support for your diamond home to stay clear, because you are giving it less toxicity to have to deal with. So that's how you can really help the diamond in your home, is to stay clear yourself. Like everything else, when you feel the density, like in yourself, like we talk about when you feel dense or when you feel the energy is heavy and something, you're confused or things don't feel right, that's when you do the offline clearing and activation. So it is for your home, that if you feel that it is feeling dense and heavy, it's probably been having to deal with a lot of denser energies. Maybe you've had a lot of people in the home. Maybe you've had a lot of things going on in the home, like construction or repairs or whatever. It could be a lot of things. It could be the environment. It could be so many things. Help your home out. Remember, this diamond is a living entity now in your home. Help the diamond out by clearing and aligning, help the home out, by asking the diamond to do that clearing and aligning by joining up with the diamond and doing that, just like you do for the offline, but just do it for your home. And also, there are some people who have asked for this, that we are offering it. It's not quite in the store yet, but it is in the making, will be soon. Some people are wanting their home installations to stay in the extraordinarily high frequency that it is when I do it in the first place. When I do it in the first place, it is really, really at an extremely high level when I'm complete. But as you know, your home is not getting charged all the time. You're helping the home because you're staying clear. But if you want to have the flow kept really, really, really high and sparkling in your home, we will have flow of energy available, diamond energy flow available at different levels for the home or your office, wherever you have chosen to get the installation. All right, everyone. I do believe we covered as much as we possibly could today. I thank you for your patience, and I know it's intense when we're going through so much of this in one sitting, and I just thank you. I thank you so much for your attention. Sandra, is there anything? Are you there?
Yes,
and is there
right
anything
here
that I have left out?
Nothing that I can think of. It feels like you really covered a lot today. So.
All right, great. And just to say one more time, if anybody wants to hear the excerpts from the diamond installation and see all the dates and everything, you just go to the store and you go to Premier Diamond Advancement. That section of the store will have the prerequisites for the installation and the installation itself, both home and personal and the golden energy flow. Everything's explained in that advancement section. All right, everyone. I love you all. I thank you for your unequivocal yes. We'd love to hear from you, so please write us, JacquelineJoy at DiamondAlignment.com or Sandra, S-O-N-D-R-A at DiamondAlignment.com. So also, if you want anything more from the diamond in this 2012, let us know. We do have apps that we want to create eventually. All of this takes funding and time and energy, but we do definitely have it in the plan. So if you have any skills or any connections or any way to help us to do that faster, we're certainly open to hearing that too. All right, everyone, have a beautiful diamond evening or day wherever you are in the world. Bye-bye.